Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambit Land. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas, and I am registered for Ambition 2021. And I'm also going to the Power Rally coming up this Thursday, June 24th in Houston, Texas. I'm super excited for those of you that are going to be there live. Looking forward to seeing you guys the first virtual or the first in-person event that we're hosting since, you know, all of this ordeal started happening last year. So I'm super excited for all of us to be able to be there. So welcome to the Sunday night National Business Building Call. I am so honored that National Consultant Brian McClure called me and asked me to host tonight's call on a wonderful Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And as somebody mentioned, to all the moms out there as well for stepping up to the plate, happy Father's Day to you guys as well. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm super excited with what I'm going to share with you guys, because what I'm going to share today, I truly believe, is something that we don't share often, and we should. We definitely should be sharing this topic a lot more, because it's going to help you be able to, quote unquote, close more deals and have more prospects joining your business. So before we get started, just to share my story with you, for those of you that are hearing me for the first time, I'm David Nunez. I'm from Edinburgh, Texas. Edinburgh is a town in south Texas. It's a border town of Mexico. We're super close to the border. A lot of people, when I say South Texas, they're thinking San Antonio or Houston. Nope, you got to go a little further down, a few more hours down, and that's where I live. I'm in South Texas, and I've been part of Ambit Energy already for a little over 11 years. When I got started in this business, I got started in a time where, you know, I was going through a lot of difficulties in my life. At that time, my mom had just passed away a few months before. I had just lost a job during that same week when my mom passed. And I was a brand new dad. So I had a 5-month-old baby boy that I needed to take care of. And, you know, when I was unemployed for a few months after losing my job and I finally started working again, it was back at the smack bottom of the corporate ladder, you know, earning minimum wage. So I was in a position where I found myself robbing from Peter to pay Paul, like they say, to be able to pay bills. I was 3 months behind on my truck payment. I was about to lose my vehicle. And, you know, the sad part of all of that is I still lived at my mom's house. So I didn't have rent or I didn't have a mortgage to pay. So I started telling myself, you know what, if I'm in that position where I can't afford to pay my truck, and that's because I don't have a rent or mortgage to pay, how in the world am I ever going to be able to be on my own soon? You know, especially to be able to give my son, you know, at that time, because I only had one, be able to give my son a life that, you know, I've always dreamt of being able to give my children. So those things started playing out in my mind. I was 28 years old at the time. And, you know, my good fortune was that a friend of mine called me up, somebody that I had worked with before. And we used to sell cars and mobile homes together. And, you know, we were in retail together. And so I had known him for a few years, called me up, and he told me about the Ambit opportunity. And I was very closed-minded, all right? Like, I was not the type to say, yes, show me opportunity. I was the type that said, you know what? No, thanks. I'm good, which I knew I wasn't good because I was struggling. I was months behind on my truck payment. And, you know, I had no hope whatsoever in being able to get ahead because, you know, my income was determined by what my boss thought I was worthy of to be able to pay me, you know, as an hourly rate, right? An hour or a salary. So when he called me, my friend, I thank God for Manny Garza for picking up the phone and calling me for about 2 or 3 weeks, you know, straight. He kept calling me every single day. Hey, David, you got to take a look at this opportunity. It's Ambit Energy. You know, and he started telling me all about the co-founders. You know, he even told me it was $429 because that's what it used to cost to get started in this business, not $75 like the way it is now. And at that point, I knew I wasn't interested because my car payment was $520, my truck payment, and I didn't even have that money in the bank to be able to pay my truck, much less come up with $458 at that time to be able to start my own business. So, you know, finally, after about 2 weeks of calling me, I said, you know what? I got to take a look at this business because this is the only way I'm going to get this guy off my back. And I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget. It was a January 2nd, brand new year of 2010. I had just gotten out of my minimum wage job, and I remember getting into the truck that I was on path to lose, to drive to the nearest Barnes & Noble to meet with him and two other gentlemen that I didn't know. Those two other gentlemen have become really good friends of mine. That's executive consultant Jeff Brogan and national consultant Rigoberto Yepes, that were there. And on a Starbucks napkin with circles and dollar signs, they showed me the opportunity. And immediately I said, wow, you know what? I know people that that use electricity, right? Because that's the question they asked and we used to ask back in the day a lot more, was how many people do you know that use electricity, right? And then, you know, when I started thinking about people that might want to make an additional income, I said, you know what? I know I can find people over a period of time that would want to make money. You see, the key word is over a period of time. Sometimes people come into this business with the mindset of, I need to find three people tonight, which is good if you can. But if you don't find three people in your first day, that does not mean that this business doesn't work or that you're not good at it, you know? So I came in with the mindset of, you know what, I'm going to do this. So I got started in the business. I was a slow tracker. It took me about 8 months to get to regional. It took me 13 months after that to get senior. And then it took me almost 5 years to go from senior to executive. So by any means, I'm not saying this to brag, okay? Because there's people on this call that promoted way faster than I did. But, you know, the one thing that I did right is I stayed consistent, you know, because I built this business for 5 years at the beginning at $429 plus the website to get started, which came out to a total of $458.08 to be exact, right? And because of that persistence and that consistency of never quitting and doing something for my business daily, listening to the leaders that knew how to build the business, that helped me achieve the goals that I have achieved thus far. But I know that there's a lot more to achieve in this business. Now my life is totally different. It's been over 6 years since I've had a job, okay? I've been unemployed for 6 years. I've been living fully off of Ambit Energy for 6.5 years. My wife is also a stay-at-home mom, so both of us do not have anything else outside of Ambit Energy. You know, when I met her, she had two daughters. I had two sons. So when we got married, which our anniversary was this past Thursday, 5 years ago, you know, we had already a big family, but the Lord thought highly enough of us to be able to bless us with a baby girl of our own. So now we have five kids in our family. Our youngest one is 2 years old, going on 30, and our oldest one is 25 years old. You know, so because of this business, we've been able to enjoy time, you know, with our children, be able to wake up when we want to, go to bed when we're tired, and be able to help a lot of people along the way. And we continue to do that on a daily basis, okay? Even though it's Father's Day, guess what? I still reached out to a couple of prospects. I still reached out to a couple of teammates to encourage them to get on the call. Because you know what? This is a business that you can run on a very part-time basis. So why not have that mindset of building your business every single day? Today, I want to talk to you about sales, okay? Because for those of you that don't know, my background was in retail sales and traditional sales. I used to sell everything under the sun. You know, I sold cars, sold mobile homes, sold memberships to a very expensive wholesale club. You know, I sold everything that I could, right? That's what I did. I worked in several different retail stores, even working my way up to store manager of a particular store or a company. So I've been able to be the main boss in retail. So I got to do everything from being a stock boy, fitting room attendant, to even being the main guy of the store and being a store manager. So I had that experience already. And one of the things that I want to talk to you guys about is the importance of selling, because, you know, you hear it a lot from leaders that say, you know what, we don't sell anything, which is true. We don't sell anything tangible. But we do sell a lot of things that are intangible, right? Because we sell the dream and we sell opportunity. We sell, you know, even though Ambit and Bistra sell the energy, we still sell ourselves, because Why is a customer going to be your customer when there's thousands of other Ambit consultants that they can pick from? And not to mention, there's thousands of other reps from other companies that they can pick from as well. Why is it that they're going to choose you? Because you sold them in some way, shape, or form. And the moment that you can get to understanding that we do sell, you're going to have a lot more success, okay? Because sometimes people say, well, I'm not a salesperson. Well, that's great, but you can learn how to be. I mean, you weren't born walking, right? You learned how to walk. You weren't born a driver of a vehicle, but you learned how to drive, right, over time. If you're a doctor or you're a nurse or you're a teacher, you weren't born a doctor, a nurse, or a teacher, but you learned how to be one. So you can learn the art of sales, which is the highest paid profession in the world. It can also be the lowest paid profession if you don't do the right things. Because, you know, here we are, right? We're in a new economy. We're in the information age where information can be disseminated on the other side of the world, you know, in seconds. I have a friend of mine from Nigeria, a Christian brother of mine that we chat almost on a daily basis. And I can text him and he can receive a text message just as fast as someone that lives down the street from me can, right? So we live in that world where it's fast moving. As a matter of fact, I was reading a study before, and these numbers probably have changed and gotten even harder, but it shows that for every job out there, there's an average of 250 applicants, okay? So whenever you see a job posting right now, hiring so-and-so, there's 250 on average applicants for one particular job. Out of 250 applicants, about 5 to 10 are called in for interviews. And out of the 5 to 10 that are called in for interviews, only one gets the job. So you tell me that that's not sales. That is sales, because you have to sell yourself to your potential boss as to why they should pick you versus all the other 249 people that applied for that job, right? You have to sell yourself. Something sold your boss, your would-be boss, on your resume or on your application. And then when you meet them in person, that sells them as well. And then, you know, your first appearance and the way you shake their hand and the way you talk to them, the way you answer questions, it's a selling game. For those of you that are married, you know, you are the ultimate salesperson, right? Because you convinced one person to spend the rest of their lives with you, okay? So no matter what it is that you do, you are a salesperson in some way, shape, or form. So the more, the faster you can make peace with that and learn some skills, the better it's going to be in your Ambit business. Now, I'm not talking about the high-pressure closing, trying to convince people into the business, but you do have to have some sort of, you know, way of closing, or what they call an antecedent, which is what you do before the actual close, that's going to help make people want to do business with you, want to be in business with you, want to sign up as a consultant or as a customer with you. Because whenever you sponsor a consultant, you know, you can present the greatest business opportunity to them, but if they're not sold on you, they're not going to join. So I'm going to talk to you guys really quickly about some steps that do help people be able to build this business. So these steps are very simple, and, you know, and what I use and have used in the past before and use in Ambit as well. And it's going to help you be able to find more people, attract more people, and sign more people up. So step number one is prospect, okay? Right? Duh, David, like you're probably thinking, of course. You know, that's one of, you know, even though that goes without saying, there's still a lot of people that aren't prospecting. And if you're not prospecting, which means looking for people that might have a need, which is step number two, okay? Step number one is prospect. You keep it simple. One of the invitations that I teach my team to use, and we keep it very, very, very simple, and it's helped us put more people in front of the presentation, is, hey, Kyle, hope all is well. Just wanted to ask you, are you at all open or interested in making money from home/phone part-time? That's simple. That's a simple question that we ask. So they're either going to say one of three things, no, or yes, or how. How is another way of them saying how, like tell me more, yes. So when you're prospecting, you keep it simple. Number two, you find out their needs, okay? Their needs. If they're open, so right there you found out when you're prospecting, you found out if they're open. Number two, you find out their needs. If you ask people, hey, how's your day going today? Guess what? You're going to have, people love talking about their number one favorite subject, which is themselves. You ask somebody, how's their day going? They're going to tell you everything, okay? They'll tell you, oh, I'm getting a divorce. I just split up with my wife. I split up with my husband. I just lost a job. You know, whatever it is that they tell you. And those needs are what you're going to be able to use to invite and use for your close in the business. Because once you're finding out the needs of the person, okay, because just because a person is open, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have a need. Or sometimes, you know, you have someone that has a need, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're open. So you want to make sure you find out both. Because it's happened to me before where I've literally seen people on Facebook say, oh, I just lost my job. And then I invite them and they're like, no, thanks. Like, oh, I'm not interested. So they have a need, obviously, because they lost their job, right? But they're not open to it. So you have to so once you ask the very first question to prospect, that's going to help you be able to find out if they're open. Second one is need, right? You find out their need, asking questions. So how's your day going? You know, are you going to work? My favorite question to ask people on Sunday, do you work tomorrow? That's how I find out if they have my cold market approaches. That's how I find out if people are open. Like, for example, just before getting on this call, one of my friends who has been liking my stuff on Facebook, you know, wished me a happy Father's Day. And then I just asked her, I said, hey, do you work tomorrow? And she said, actually, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm just going through a split with my husband. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm not working right now. I'm looking for work, but I'm going to get a surgery. So right now is probably not the time to be employed, you know, from someone else. And right there, I found out a need. So then I'm going to find out if they're open, right, to invite them to take a look at the opportunity, because obviously they need something that's going to be flexible around, you know, that surgery and then recovering from that surgery and then taking care of her kid, so on and so forth. So the next step, number three, is trust. You have to build it, right? I talked a little bit about it. So you build trust on your social media. So you build trust with the way you talk to people. You build trust with the way you act with people, because when people are seeing you on social media, they're subconsciously, they're deciding if they're going to trust you or not. Okay. They're going to decide if they trust you or not. So if you come across as that type that's open and friendly and fun, they're going to trust you more, right? They know you, they like you, they trust you. If you come across as deceitful and not putting, you know, and not keeping your Facebook professional and stuff like that, guess what? They're probably not going to trust you. Right? Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to have people say yes to taking a look at the opportunity, because guess what? Number four is objections. Okay. There's a saying we had, ABC, always be closing. You have to close before the close. What I mean by that is that how many times have you ever invited someone to take a look at the opportunity and they say, what's it about? Almost all the time, right? Or how does it work? Or is there an investment to get started, right? Give you a perfect example. Two people that have become friends of mine and they're going to join the business. They're coming up with the money. I just showed them the business on Thursday. One of them said, well, how much is it to get started? What do I have to do? How does it work? And this is how I overcame that objection. I said, Nikki, that's exactly what I want to talk to you about. Right now, all I need is a few minutes of your time, so you can take a look at the opportunity for yourself and decide, and you be the judge, if this is going to be something for you or not. Remember, what you're closing on just the appointment. You're not closing them on getting signed up. You're closing them on agreeing to be in front of the business presentation. David, well, how does it work? Do I have to pay anything to get started? That's exactly what I want to show you. I want to show you from everything from A to Z. So right now, all I'm asking for is a few minutes of your time so you can check out the program and you be the judge if this is something for you or not. Can I have, would it be okay if I had a few minutes of your time to explain it to you? That's all you have to say. People that are serious will make the time to at least take a look at the opportunity. All right. Then after that, it's the close. The close is, of course, you got to ask them for a decision. Hey, Mary, can you see why I'm so excited about this? Yes, great. Does that mean you're ready to get started? Does that mean you're ready to get started? Use that question. Does that mean you're ready to get started? Yes. Or, well, I'm not sure, because you actually want them to give you the objection, okay? Because that's when you open up the door to use the three-way call. A lot of times people are afraid of saying, does that mean you're ready to get started? Because I hear consultants tell me, well, what if they say no? Or what if they say they don't have the time? Or what if they say they, great, you actually want them to tell you that. Because then you can say, hey, you know what, Mary, I know how you feel. I felt the exact same way, but you know what? I found, you know, I don't have the time. You know what, Mary? I know how you feel. I was working 70, 80 hours when I found Ambit Energy, and I felt the exact same way. But you know what I found? That in this business, we can build duplication and be able to eventually have more time to be able to enjoy with the people that that matter most, which is our family. Before I let you go, let me introduce you to somebody who I work really closely with, and I would like for you to hear their story, his story, her story, on how this business has changed their life. And maybe if there's any questions that pop up, feel free to ask them. Give me 1 second. Notice how I didn't ask them if I can put them on a three-way call. I just said, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, but this is what I found. And then I said, before I let you go, write that down. Before I let you go, I want to introduce you. I want you to meet one of my friends just for a couple of minutes so you can hear how this business has changed your life. And if there's any questions, feel free to ask them and see if this is something, you know, that you might want to get started in. 1 second. Boom. Of course, you know the system. You already have the three-way call set up in advance, right? You're showing the business to someone at 12. You have your business partner ready by 12:15, 12:20, you know, a few minutes, 20, 30 minutes afterwards to be able to take your call for the three-way. And then from then on, it's just one of two things. They're either going to say yes or no. But you see, if they say yes, you move to step number 6, which is plug them in to the system, right? Get them certified, get them signed up, get them certified, make them their own customer. So have them invite more people, right? If they say no, and it's an absolute no, ask them to be your customer. Hey, Bob, I understand this is probably not for you right now, but if you can please, do me a favor and at least be one of my customers, I would truly appreciate that. And sign them up. And guess what? Later on, they might come around and say, you know what? I think I want to get started with you. Because you see, the thing about all of this is that you have to move through the professional sales system quickly, because it doesn't matter how you attract people to you. What matters is what you do after the attraction happens, which is what the Ambit system is all about, right? Somebody reached out to me. I met this lady on Facebook right before jumping on the call. So she's already on my list, right? At the very least, my mental list, I need to write her down in my actual list. She's already on my list. I already did the invitation. So I'm at that part. I don't know what's happening right now because I'm on this call. So I'm going to find out once I hang up what's going on. And then, of course, I'm going to go back to the system and putting them on a validation call, a three-way call. You see, we don't veer off the system. We follow the system all the time, okay? And we're always closing, always closing. Every time you meet with someone, either you close them as to why Ambit Energy is the best vehicle out there, or they close you as to why they're not going to get started in the business. But either way, no matter what happens, a sale is made, okay? And the more that you understand that and the more you learn and study that, the better off you're going to have, the more chances you're going to have of people saying yes to you and getting started in the business. Because remember, it all starts with you. Everything starts with you. The law of expectation says that whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay? So if you're the type of person that says, man, nobody answers my call, nobody returns my text messages, they left me on read. You know, if you're that type of person, guess what? You're not going to make a lot of sales, quote unquote, or a lot of people joining your business. I talk to teammates on a daily basis, and, you know, I'm always coaching them on that. You know, I always coach them, hey, talk to me with excitement. Be a Tigger, not an Eeyore, okay? You know, because a lot of times, well, no one answered me. No one's returning my call, yada, yada, yada. And then before you know it, you're setting the tone for the next one. Guess what? Are you going to be excited to take the next call? No. But if you're like, you know what? I just followed up with the person. They didn't answer, but I'm going to call somebody else. Let's see if they answer. They didn't answer. They left me on red. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to go with someone else. See if they answer. Notice the difference in the energy between being a Tigger, excuse me, and being an Eeyore, right? Because if you're expecting to be successful in this business, you're going to be successful. But if you're not expecting it, and it shows in your attitude, it shows in the way you present yourself, it shows in all of that, you know, the way you talk about things, all those little things matter. And if you're not doing that in a right way, guess what? You're not going to have a lot of success in this business. Right now, Ambit Energy and Vistra are making it simple for us, guys. I've been doing this for 11 years plus. Never have I ever remembered ever having triple bonus, double bonus in June, okay? They just announced double, triple bonus Saturday, okay? So if that's not a sign that Ambit is live and well and Vistra is thriving and profiling, if that's not a sign, I don't know what else is. Because you see, back in the days, it was either double bonus all year long, and then ambition came, woohoo, let's do triple, maybe quadruple, and then nothing for the rest of the year, and then simulcast came along, and let's do triple, and quadruple, and that's all it was. But now, guess what? A month ago, we weren't quadruple. 2 weeks before that, we weren't triple. Then before that, we weren't quadruple in March, okay? So March, January, we're in quadruple, triple, quadruple. March and April, we were two. May, we were in double. Now we're in June and we're in triple, double, triple. So that's a huge sign, guys, that Vistra is doing whatever they can to be able to help their, you know, billion-dollar baby called Ambit Energy grow in this business, all right? So that's a great sign that you are here at the right place at the right time. All right, so how is it that you're going to triple your income? I actually read a story of a guy, and normally I call people Bob, but this dude's real name is Bob. All right, so there's this guy named Bob, and Bob actually, you know, had been going through some trouble. He had some, he came from a broken home. His, he had some run-ins with the law. You know, he was just, you know, trouble that his aunt and uncle took him in. Right, so his aunt and uncle were taking care of him. And they even had to, they get to the point where they had to insist that he go and find a job because he was just being lazy at home, not doing anything. Well, the uncle found a sales seminar by a man named Brian Tracy. And I think it was on the internet or on the paper. And he found the sales seminar. And guess what? He forced them. He paid for the seminar and he forced this guy, Bob, to go to the seminar, take the classes. And, you know, the uncle even dropped him off and picked him up afterwards to make sure he showed up. Well, Bob went. He was actually taking notes. And Brian Tracy shares how he wasn't groomed well. He wasn't dressed good. He was just, you know, dressed sloppy. And he was there taking notes. But the magical thing happened that after taking notes and realizing that, he made a decision. He made a decision to start investing in himself and start reading books. Okay. So he made a decision that he was just one day to another, made a decision that he was going to wake up an hour early before 2 hours earlier before he had to be at work, right? Because he had gotten a job in sales and he was doing lousy. But he made a decision to study sales. So he woke up in the morning 2 hours before he had to be at work and he invested in an hour of reading. Okay. You guys don't know, but an hour of reading, an hour of listening to an audio tape will put you ahead of everybody else in business.
and pretty much ahead of everybody else in the world. So he invested in that. And guess what happened? After doing that for a couple of weeks, he got so addicted that he started reading an hour in the morning and an hour or two before going to bed. And that just put him ahead of the game. Within 2 months, 60 days, his income had tripled and quadrupled than what he had ever made before, because he was ahead of the game. He was ahead of the ball game. He started to learn. I'll never forget, Brian Tracy was actually the very, very first audio called Think Big by Brian Tracy, the very first audio I ever bought years ago. And it was actually my sponsor, and this was before Ambit Energy, that encouraged me to get into personal development, you know, my Ambit sponsor. And he said that the moment you start reading and investing in yourself, your income will multiply by 5. At that point, I was making it about maybe $2,000 a month, nothing to brag about. But, you know, a few months later, guess what? I hit my first $10,000 month. Did my income multiply by 5? Yes, it did. Because it was 2,000 times 5, that was 10 G's, 10 grand. You know, so it's an ongoing process. You know, successful people read books. Unsuccessful people read newspapers. Successful people listen to audios. Unsuccessful people listen to the radio or to music. All right? Success leaves clues, guys, and so does failure. So you see all of these successful people telling you, you know, read books, listen to audios. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you never to listen to music ever, ever again. I mean, Ambition's going to be playing music. The Houston Power Rally is going to be playing music. So I'm not going to tell you not to ever listen to music where you're going to have to close your ears when you go to places. No. But understand that prime time, Monday through Friday, when you're trying to grow your business and you're trying to grow yourself, you need to be listening to more audios. I'm not saying to never listen to watch a movie. As a matter of fact, my wife and I are going to watch a movie right now after this call. Right? But there's always a time and a place for it. It's Sunday. It's Father's Day. It's in the evening. I can't make any prospecting calls. So every time we watch a movie, it's always after 10:30. Because even at 10 o'clock, it's still too early because you can still prospect people. Right? So we always make it a point to watch a movie when we can't do any more prospecting calls, because that's what's going to help you grow. So guys, I mean, just in closing, I wanted to talk to you guys just about that and let you guys know something, an interesting study that I read. And it said that the two most common emotions in people that are not successful is envy and jealousy. Okay? They did a study and they found out that the people that have the lowest performance in any given sales job, the ones that don't perform well, are people that are always jealous or envious. Don't be jealous of anybody's situation. If somebody is sponsoring more people than you are in Ambit, give thanks, because that's a sign that, guess what, you can do it too. All right? If somebody is making more money than you in Ambit, don't get jealous. Be happy, because guess what? That's a sign that there's money to be made and you're in the right business. Because your inner world is going to create your outer world. You know, if you're in that position in life where you're not happy, remember, everything stems from you. From within you, in your heart, in your mind. So if you're not a happy person, guess what? Everything around you is going to be gloomy and not happy. If you're a happy person, guess what? Everything around you is going to be happy. You know, proof? Guess what? Today's Father's Day and I didn't get to see my kids. I didn't get to see my sons. I got to see my daughter because she lives with me, but I didn't get to see my son. And I'm sharing this not because I'm complaining, but to let you guys know that, you know what, as I was looking through fathers through Facebook, I saw a lot of fathers with their kids. And I started to think, man, you know what, this is so beautiful, because one of these days I'm going to be able to be with my kids, you know, on the Father's Day. Or, you know what, I'm going to be able to see my kids in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. I could have easily been jealous. I could have easily been envious, resentful that why them and not me. But you know what? That's not going to help you achieve your goals. That's not going to help you get closer to where you need to get to. Being envious and being resentful, being jealous are surefire ways for you to never succeed in anything that you do. Whenever someone makes more money than you in this business, hallelujah, because guess what? It's possible. If someone sponsors five people, amen, that's possible. Someone's done it. I can do it too. Be happy about that. So seek advice. Don't seek jealousy. If someone's sponsoring more people than you, hey, talk to that person. Take them out to lunch. Hey, what is it that you're doing? Maybe I can get some advice for you from you. Especially if they're your upline. Because if they're your upline, guess what? They're going to want to tell you their secrets even more so. Right? Because they're going to benefit from you being successful. So take advantage of that. Don't be envious. Don't be resentful. Don't be jealous. Just seek that advice. Seek that advice. Because you're the more happier you are, the more success you're going to attract, period. Your life may not be where you want it to be right now. Hey, newsflash, nobody's life is where they want it to be. If anybody tells you that everything in life is perfect, they're lying. You know, if we're being honest with each other, it's not perfect. But they've just made a decision that they're going to be as happy as they make their mind up to be. Because bottom line is that's what matters and that's what counts. If you decide to be happy, everything around you is going to be happy. Does that mean you're not going to have problems? No, problems are always going to be there. Jesus said it himself, right? He never promised us to not have any problems. You know, on the contrary, he told us we were going to have problems. But one thing he promised was that we were never going to be alone. And he was always going to be there for us. So it doesn't matter where you are, relationship, marriage, your job, whatever it is, wherever you find yourself you are, you need to take peace in knowing that you are right where God wants you. If it's okay with you, I'm going to share with you a couple of scriptures that spoke to me today in church. It was Philippians, and we're going to end the call after. It was Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And this is what my pastor was talking about today. And it really, really just spoke to me because he said, be confident of the very thing that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If God has begun a work in you, be confident. He's not giving up on you. He's paid a huge, huge price, his son, for you. So if he's begun a good work in you, have confidence that he's going to finish it. People are quitters. People quit all the time. God never quits, okay? So if he started a good work in you, have peace and know that it's going to be seen through the end. So if it's okay with you, I would like to read with you Psalms 91. Psalms 91 is a prayer. It's a scripture in the whole chapter 91 in the Bible written by King David that, you know, I've always read. And this is what I would read for protection during what we've been experiencing, and just an amen. You know, I've been well, and this is what I read almost on a daily basis. Whenever I'm feeling down at night, whenever I'm having trouble sleeping, I read this, and I want to read it to you. And I hope that this speaks to you, and I hope that it gives you peace in your heart for you to know that you're forgiven and you're loved and that everything's going to be okay. So Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall overcome thee with his feathers. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence, which is disease, that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come
nigh thy dwelling. No plague shall come near your house, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all the ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under their feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. So I wanted to share that with you, because that's a prayer that I read. It's a chapter, Psalms 91 in the Bible, and I read that chapter for protection. I read so many miraculous stories on that. People in platoons and in military that have read that with their men and soldiers in deadly conflicts that have read that to their soldiers, you know, daily, and they've all survived. I mean, it's powerful. So just understand, I want to let you guys know that God's not dead. He's surely alive, and Ambit Energy is not dead either. Ambit Energy is moving and shaking and millionaire making. We already have $8 million earners in 2021, and there's more to come, because still the best is yet to come. So I hope this call was of value to you, and I hope that, you know, you got some value and learned a little bit about sales and a little bit about closing. And I pray and I hope that this week is going to be a record-breaking week for you, and you sponsor many people into your business and be able to help change their lives and change your family's life along the way. So God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing Sunday evening. And again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers and all the moms that have stepped up. So God bless you guys. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say goodbye to one another.